and Hootie and the Blowfish. Bottle Rocket, 614, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. A little muggy right now. 75 degrees, cloudy skies. We had a little bit of sprinkles earlier.
On my way in, yeah, I encountered.
It made it muggy. Made it muggy out there. So just be aware of that. Heat advisory still in effect and could reach the higher 90s and maybe even triple digits today. So heat advisory still in effect for you. As you get up, get going. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems. Also, what else is coming up? Nashville news. And I believe we've got some tickets.
We have tickets to the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. We've got the Demo Derby going on and some PRCA rodeo action.
I know tomorrow night Foreigner's taking the main stage. That's going to be awesome right there in Walla Walla.
Snap.
So, yeah, Walla Walla Fair in front 2 days. Good times had by all. We'll give you a chance to win some of those tickets coming up this morning at 7:20. Let's get your day started. Grab that coffee. Grab that Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
On home, number one for New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 6:25, always great to be with you. Right now about 75 degrees, a little muggy for you. Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. What's the dumbest thing someone you know believed? Because I was thinking about it earlier today.
Yeah.
And we talked about this a couple days ago. What? In terms of a little kid watching a TV show. I really believe that Edith from Archie Bunker
talked like that.
No, that she'd passed away. Remember they had an episode where she passed away. She left the show.
Yes.
So I was 8 years old and she left the show, and I was convinced that Jean Stapleton had passed away. I didn't know any better. I was a little kid, and then of course I saw her years later on a TV interview.
She's alive.
Edith's alive. What? And then my world was shocked. I thought, you know, because I remember also as a little kid, and she did have a stroke in real life, or did the grandpa in the Waltons. I think it was Ellen Corby.
Oh, I think the grandma did.
Had a stroke. And so she was on the show still.
Yep.
And her left side, you know, she had a stroke. So, and it was
and
hard.
She spoke differently.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I remember.
So to me as a little kid watching the Waltons or all in the family, I just thought it was real life. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is real life. Oh, Edith passed away and she really did have, she did have a stroke. So that was a real thing that happened. So
isn't it wild though, too, looking back on all those TV shows, how totally invested we were?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. I mean, I remember. Yeah, I remember like on Monday nights watching Little House on the Prairie.
Yes, oh yeah.
You know?
I've cried at many of an episode of Little House on the Prairie, you know. Pa. Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Well, Nellie Olson.
Yeah.
Man, she had that character. Allison Arngrim.
I love her. I see her a lot on YouTube and doing a lot of conventions, and she is a great personality, you know what I'm saying? And that poor woman gets more hate.
Was Nellie Olson.
Right.
And she was a character that you loved to hate. And Mrs. Olson, the mom.
She was amazing. And so I watched another YouTube video where this guy who was an actor on the show said he was sitting next to this woman who was just as pleasant as the day is long.
Mrs. Olson.
And she wasn't made up yet. And so then he got on set and realized, oh my gosh, it was Mrs.
That was Mrs. Olson.
And they say that her character, she was such a great character actor that she was nothing like.
In real life.
Oh no, her wonderful person. Yeah, they said she was just like the most sweetest, kindest. But man, she could play Mrs. Olson. You get her out there and she was,
man.
The original Karen right there, right?
Well, and look back at that. Michael Landon had quite the career.
He did.
Right?
Amazing. Yeah. From Bonanza, Little House, and Highway to Heaven.
Yeah.
He was on TV for like 40 years solid.
Something else, before he passed
away from cancer. So we're going to have some fun with you guys.
Okay.
What's the dumbest thing someone you know believed? I'm curious. There's going to be some good stuff out there. Maybe you believe Sasquatch is real.
Some people do.
Anything's possible.
Some people do.
Loch Ness Monster, anything's possible. We're curious what you guys think. That'll be the Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Come on, Luke Bryan, My Kind of Night, 640, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. And digging right into those Nashville headlines, Patty.
American Idol keeping its country heavy music crew for 2026. Luke Bryan and Carrie Underwood are returning as judges when the reality singing competition returns next spring alongside Lionel Richie. A premiere date for season 24 of American Idol hasn't yet been revealed by ABC. The competition series will be holding virtual auditions that begin today. Anyone from all 50 states in Washington, D.C. are invited. Shaboozey is contributing to the latest Stephen King film adaptation. Shaboozey has recorded a new song, Took a Walk, for this upcoming film, The Long Walk. The movie is based on the 1979 novel of the same name, which Stephen King wrote under the pseudonym Richard Bachman. It's where men can win the prize of a lifetime by participating in an annual contest. The movie is coming out September 12th, while Shaboozey's song platforms on September 5th. Meanwhile, we've got Jordan Davis talking about his career.
Really, the last 5-6 years have been just crazy. You know, super blessed. Man, I've had some songs really take off. You know, songs By Dirt, which me and Luke put out, really kind of kicked it off. And then songs like Next Thing You Know really connected. So it's been really cool to see the songs. And as a songwriter at heart, you know, that's what I moved to Nashville to do. To see those lyrics connect with people has been really, really special.
All right. We like Jordan Davis.
Yep.
And, of course, we like those songs, By Dirt and The Next Thing You Know. Very special for him. If you didn't know, Blake Shelton is returning to Vegas. He's has a residency next year, and he announced that last Thursday. He's going to be playing 8 shows at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Those shows are going to run January 15th through the 31st. He said the performances from earlier this year were so fun that he wants to do them all over again. Tickets are available for purchase beginning August 28th. That's just a couple of days away. Finally, Jelly Roll was recently doing an interview with People Magazine. He says, guess what he wants to do?
What?
He wants to skydive with his wife once he reaches his next weight loss goal. He says he's going to lose another 100 pounds, and then he's going to go skydiving in Sweden. That's something to look forward
to. That's cool.
Right?
That's cool.
Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
KORD, you got Rick, you got Patty. Hey, thanks for keeping the Cord plugged in this morning. Appreciate you. Heat warning in effect near triple digits today. Again, low tonight should be 65. Right now about 75 degrees for you.
So depending on where you are, that excessive heat warning is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight and then even until 9 o'clock tomorrow in different areas.
We were watching some crazy video down in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
The monsoon going through there. It's like, wow, that's you want some wind.
It was a haboob.
You want some wind, you want some dust.
They
had it all. Definitely look at some of those videos. All right, on the way, another edition of Other People's Problems coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And if you've got the KORD mobile app, lots of great articles you can check out right now. I love your story about the little deer that had gotten stuck in Prosser in the canal.
Our Benton County deputies are amazing, are they not? You can watch a little video, if you will. This doe was stuck in a canal.
And they got him, got her out. Yeah.
Man. You guys are fantastic. You're amazing. One deputy in particular had some roping skills. Saved the day. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. And you can check out the video and the article. It's posted for you on the station mobile app. And you know what? This guy, Travis Decker, that everybody's looking for, I don't want to speculate.
I know.
I think he's dead. I really do. I know people are like, oh, he's a survivalist. I'm like, I don't know. This is the guy in Wenatchee that sadly killed his daughters, and they can't find him. So the FBI is closing down the campground up there.
In Leavenworth.
Yeah. And this has been a while. This has been months since he's been.
I know it.
So it's interesting that they're up there closing down those campgrounds. And there's a complete listing we got of all the places that are closed down right now. FBI stepping in. I don't know we can speculate a little bit. I think he took his life. I do.
I don't think they're gonna. I don't know.
But they
I don't think. I don't think they're gonna find him. They haven't found him yet.
I know.
So.
But again, do you? What a horrific.
Yeah, I do. I don't think he's with us anymore.
I don't either. Because I'm like, can he really hide? You know, is he really that great of a person that can hide there? It's like, oh, he's a survivalist.
He's in Canada. Come on.
He still has to have resources, and this is a manhunt. So anyway, several hiking trails have been closed down while
they're searching
for it. That heat warning in effect, you can read about that. And of course, that cute little doe, the deer from drowning. Get those stories and more posted for you right now on your station mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
7 o'clock, you got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. You know, it's kind of It's kind of a muggy feel outside right now. 76 degrees for us, cloudy skies, triple digits could be the high today here in the Tri-Cities. When it looks this kind of eerie and creepy, we got to go to our weather expert. We got Mark Ingles. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, so you know, you were talking about monsoon. So how is this going to affect us here in the PNW here, buddy? What's going on?
Yeah, so we have some, our high pressure that's over the northwest right now is pulling in some monsoon moisture up from Arizona and even all the way up from a tropical storm that's off the Baja California coast. So what that's going to do, not a whole lot for thunderstorms in the basin or in the Yakima Valley, but kind of what we're looking at is thunderstorm threats for the Blue Mountains and the Cascades. Some of these may produce dry thunderstorms, and then late in the evenings, we'll get some cloud cover over the Columbia Basin from those distant thunderstorms, but they could be dry thunderstorms creating new wildfires east slopes of the Cascades and in the Blue Mountains.
So that's the big news of this morning, Mark, is the fire danger. Big news.
Yes.
Because it gets so hot.
Right. Well, it's so hot, and it's always kind of hard to gauge where these, if new fire starts will happen from these dry thunderstorms, and then how big they'll get and where they'll be. So the risk is there. I don't think it's necessarily like super high, but that's the main story. Of course, in the Tri-Cities and Hermiston and whatever, it's just muggy and hot, which is pretty unusual. We get the monsoon season, you know, we get it up here like every other year or so, kind of reliably. But yeah, it's muggy and hot rather than the dry heat that everyone likes to talk about.
Yeah, it's so funny when
people, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, when people always talk about dry heat, they're like, oh, it's hot here in the Tri-Cities, but it's a dry heat. Why do people always say dry heat, Mark?
Well, evaporation. So when it's hot, you sweat, right?
Yep.
And evaporation is a cooling process. So when the air is drier, you evaporate your sweat better, and that cools you off more efficiently. So, like, if you're in Florida or something, the temperature may be cooler, but you're not evaporating so much sweat off of your body like you typically would here in the Tri-Cities. But, of course, when you get the monsoon moisture up, then it's a different story. And then you're pushing 100 degrees and humid, and that just sucks.
that's what we're feeling right now. That's
kind of unbearable.
Yeah, that's the humidity.
I don't like it.
That's the creepy feeling and the eerie feeling that we're getting and the mugginess that we're feeling right now. Well, I know that, Mark, you've got a great Facebook page, Ingles Weather. If you can get all the updates you want to get, of course, you can go find you on out there on Facebook and on social media. Right, Mark? Give us your social media plug in real quick.
Yes, that's right. Ingles Weather on the Facebook. That's where I'm mostly active. You can find my website there, too. It's ingleswx.com. But I think I'm more active on Facebook than I am over on the website just because, you know, I don't want to blast everyone with these, you know, novels about the weather every three times a day, whereas I can make the short posts on Facebook.
I love it. Well, that's why we love doing weather together.
Appreciate
with Mark
it.
Ingles. He is the weather's expert, and of course, I know you're on the west side, so you're going to get more of this than we are, but now we've explained exactly why the humidity's here and the mugginess is, and we appreciate you, Mark, and check him out on Ingles Weather. Check it out on Facebook, and Mark, you hang on here, and we'll discuss some more stuff with you. Okay, buddy?
Okay, thank you. Have a good day, everyone.
All right, when you have that kind of weather going down, you got to have an expert. And
absolutely.
There you go. It's Mark Ingles, Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD. It's 1027 KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Good morning, 720. Give you a chance to walk away with some tickets coming up in just a little bit, right, Patty?
Yep.
Patty? Did I call you Patty?
I don't know.
I called you Patty this morning.
I can't answer for you, Rick. I don't know what's going on.
You know, I'm going to be out of town for Labor Day, so I guess I'm just getting excited because I'm going to be off for a couple days coming up in just a little bit. So, Patty, I will do my best to enjoy my vacation. I need a vacation. How about that? All right. I was thinking about Angie in Pasco for Other People's Problems this morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic. What's going on with Angie here?
Rick and Patty, my friends made me feel like crap over this past weekend. I opened up to them and told them I've been getting dating advice from a psychic.
What? Okay.
Yeah, not a psycho, but a psychic.
Okay.
It's been going on since I joined dating apps back in March, and so far she has been right on. My friends laugh. They're making fun of me. They say this psychic is just taking my money. But I've got proof that she's been right about every guy I've asked about. Is it wrong to get dating advice from a psychic? Who is more reliable when it comes to dating advice, a psychic or your friends?
Well, maybe neither. I don't know. I mean,
maybe
your own gut, I guess. I do have friends who truly believe in psychics. They do. They do. I've got and I've gone to a psychic seminar before. I remember many years ago, I was living in California. I went down on, what is it, Long Beach or whatever?
Venice Beach. Yeah.
And did a psychic, and I didn't. I guess you have to believe that. I guess you have to believe it. I didn't believe any of that.
Yeah, so. I like having my fortune read, you know, in the cards and all that. And okay. See, yeah.
All right. I guess in my situation, Angie, I feel like to each their own. I personally do not believe psychics, but.
If you want to believe, they're right on.
All right. So Patty's kind of a
fake. I don't mind. Okay. It's fun every now and then, but if they're going to take my money, though, they better be right on.
Better be right. I like what you're saying there. I look at both. When it comes to dating advice, a psychic or friends, both could miss. I mean, technically, both could miss.
But who cares what your friends have to say? Really?
I mean... I've always looked like your gut. I've always felt in the dating situation, my gut will tell me if this is a yay or
and
nay.
And it is great if your significant other or who you're dating is, you know, gets along with your friends. That's, you know, that's the best. But that's not always the case.
Well, I know that it was funny. Many years ago, there was this convict that had gotten busted by the police. And he was a good-looking man. And he had tattoos. And he had crystal blue eyes. You know, and he was tatted all the way up to his neck and all that.
Did he kill people?
I don't know what he did, but he had a little teardrop near his eye, and the women just went nuts. Oh, he's so gorgeous, so gorgeous.
Wow.
And I'm like, what?
I thought you were talking about Ted Bundy at first.
I don't have to swipe right or left on that. I'm like, there's his mugshot. I'm like, probably a pass. Probably a pass. But women swooned.
Some ladies like the bad guys.
They liked him. Well, he ended up in jail, and I think he's in prison now. So it's like he was truly a bad person. But the women swooning was crazy for me. I'm like, what the? This guy's a, you know, like three-time convicted felon, and they're just like, oh, he's so gorgeous. I'm like, okay. And he's in prison today still. So, Angie, we're going to do our best for you. Psychic or your friends, what's reliable in dating advice? That's really the question you're asking. What's more reliable? I might go your friends on this one. I don't know about us.
If you want to believe the psychic, go ahead. All right. Hand over your money.
All right.
Throw it away.
We're divided on it. So 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know it's other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Bill and Scott, boys back home, 722, number one for new country. It's 1027-KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. All right. We want to send you off to some fun, don't we, Patty?
At the Walla Walla Fairgrounds, the Demo Derby.
All right.
We've got tickets for you for Thursday, 6 p.m. Who wants to go?
All right, so this is time specific. It's going to be, what day was it again?
It's Thursday, all right. 6 p.m.
All right, Thursday, 6 p.m., Demo Derby, Walla Walla, going to be a lot of fun. 547-KORD, 547-5673. You want to go see the Demo Derby, Walla Walla, super excited about it. We'll take what, caller number? We want to take the first caller?
We got a pair of passes for you. Let's do it right now.
Oh, you want to just take the first caller?
I got it.
Good morning, KORD. Who's this? Oh, of course, they're being shy.
Here we go.
Good morning, KORD. Who's this?
This is Darren.
Darren. All right, buddy, Darren. You're off to the Demo Derby on Thursday night, buddy. Congratulations.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you so much. You betcha, buddy. Darren, hang on here. We'll get you taken care of just like that. How quick that
was. Hold the phone, Darren.
Hold the phone. I like that. Hold the phone. Congratulations. Don't worry. More of the tickets on the way. We got to what, the rodeo left to go?
We do. We have lots of tickets for the Sunday's action at the rodeo.
All right. More winning on the way. 1027-KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
KORD, you got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 737. Always great to be with you. Kind of a muggy day for you, 75 degrees. Could be near 100 today. And a heat advisory in effect for you. And as we had Mark Eagles calling earlier, monsoon on the west side could mean dry thunderstorms on our side, and means fire danger, best especially for the Blue Mountains. So just be aware of that.
We're in a pickle, man.
Well, it just is.
The weather is crazy.
Well, it just gets warm and it gets hot and all that. And then when it collides, it can create a sparkle.
Walking outside, you can smell the rain. You can smell the humidity.
Absolutely. So definitely stay hydrated. And again, it's going to be heat advisory in effect for you today. Well, Patty, I was going through our stuff, and I was thinking about, boy, there's a lot you can talk about today. One thing you could talk about today, if you didn't know it, is National Dog Day. It's also National Toilet Paper Day, and pumpkin spice lattes are out there.
What?
Starbucks is bringing back their pumpkin spice lattes. And then a lot of kids are moving into college. So what's your pick? What's your flavor today?
And you know what else is going on? It's first day of school for a lot of people. I know at Christ the King and then even Chief in Richland.
Yeah.
Lots of kids are going back
to
school.
Welcome back. I know I'm seeing a ton of photos right now on my Facebook page.
Are you?
Of kids, especially in Yakima and Prosser. So, because I used to work there and live there. So, a ton of that stuff's all going back. And I know it's kind of a light week before we get into the Labor Day. I do know that. So take your pick. What would you like?
I like Dog Day.
You like Dog Day?
Who doesn't? I like my DJ.
All right. So has a dog ever given you puppy dog eyes after doing something really bad?
DJ took off once.
Yeah.
He did it twice. So I can't let him run. Want to take him in the backyard? I can't. He'll run. If he sees a squirrel, it's all over.
He's gone.
And what if he runs out into the street?
Because you are you're near traffic, right? So yeah, you don't
very much so. So he's on a leash all the time. Anyways, I had to discipline him, and he looked really sad.
Aww.
I didn't like doing that.
Gave you the puppy dog eyes.
He did.
So we'll take some calls. Has your dog ever given you puppy dog eyes after doing something bad? If so, what happened? And what was the damage done? What'd they do? National Dog Day. We're celebrating with you. Your calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
1027 KORD at 751. You got Rick, you got Patty. Heat warning in effect for you. 75, 76 degrees right now. A little muggy.
You can smell the rain.
You can smell it out there, and should be triple digits today. So just be aware of that. Stay hydrated. If you didn't know it, today is National Dog Day. We're celebrating, and of course, taking some calls for you, 547-5673. Mm-hmm. Puppy dog eyes, they're the best. Well, has your dog done something bad and given you puppy dog eyes? And if so, what happened? And what was the damage done? My stepson, Kyron's got a buddy now who's got a dog staying over, Cairo. Cairo's been digging some big holes in my yard. So,
At least
it's on the perimeter and in the dirt for the most part.
He can't get out, can he?
No, he can't get out. No, we have a completely fenced yard.
Okay.
So our dogs are all, we have three dogs and they're completely fenced in. But he has taken advantage of the backyard, having the, you know, and he's a great dog. He's less than a year old. And my other dogs are trying to warm up to him. Grumpy old man Barkley will not let him near him. Roxy just barks. And then Bodie's kind of sort of warming up and playing with him a little bit. But it's interesting to watch them interact. And
yeah.
I guess the more they get used to them hanging out.
Oh, they'll have fun.
Not some time. Not for the old dogs. The seniors are like, no, we're not having.
Barkley is like, who is this right. in my territory?
Exactly. And Barkley's our border collie. And as long as he's got the ball, he's okay. But anytime Cairo comes near him, he just growls. Cairo's smart enough to go, okay, this dog's not going to.
What kind of dog is Cairo?
He's kind of like a husky mix.
He's a big dog.
He's a big dog. He's him and Bodie. Yeah, he's bigger than Bodie. So,
really?
But he's a good looking, got blue eyes, good looking boy. So as we celebrate National Dog Day, your dog giving you puppy dog eyes, what'd they do? Tell us your story. Good morning, KORD.
My Great Dane, I call her Fat Girl because she's overweight. Mm. When she wants her bones that sit by my chair,
yeah,
she will come over and start whimpering and whining, and her face will be looking right at where they are.
Oh my gosh.
And she won't stop. Until I finally give in and give her one.
Oh, my gosh.
For hours.
What a spoiled Great Dane. I love that. Yeah. Are your dog? My dogs are regulated. They in terms of just anything and everything that they do. So in terms of eating, Bodie will walk over and look at the door, the pantry door, like, hey
you going to feed me?
Time to eat. It's amazing. The Border Collie especially is like an alarm clock. He is right on, you know, right on every single day.
DJ gets a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, nice.
Don't know.
He's spoiled.
Well, come on.
No, and there's nothing wrong with little chicken. He loves it. 547-KORD. Puppy dog eyes, after doing something bad, what'd your dog do? Give us your story.
I have two Dobermans, okay. And every night my female Doberman has got to get tucked in.
Aww.
She just stays right at my feet until it's time for bed, and then she's like, goes in by her bed, and she's waiting on me to cover her up.
I love that. Oh, that's a sweet. What a sweetie. See, I'm loving these stories. All right, National Dog Day. Enjoying the stories. Keep them coming. 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country. 102.7-KORD.
Only number one for New Country. It's 102.7-KORD. 808, you got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Super excited because PBR is coming to the Toyota Center next weekend, and I think we've got one of the bull riders on the phone.
We do.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
We're doing great.
Okay.
Edgardo Figueroa. Good morning, Edgardo. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank God. How are you guys?
We are awesome. We're super excited because PBR is coming back to Toyota Center Friday, September 5th, Saturday, September 6th. Going to be a great time. PBR.com.
We're looking forward to it.
Toyota Center is going to have the PBR for two big days of action. And Edgardo, one of the bull riders. So great to have you, man. And you're 26 years old. How long have you been involved in bull riding and being a professional bull rider?
Professionally, this is my fourth year, but being involved in bull riding ever since I could walk and talk is all I've ever wanted to do. So thank God we're here living the dream.
I like it. Did you grow up on a ranch? And is that
how does this start?
Yeah.
So actually, I was born and raised in Van Nuys, California. There's no ranches around there. But I had family that had ranches, but they were about an hour away. So my family would constantly be out there, and I was raised around animals and whatnot. And I started mutton busting, which is riding sheep, when I was about 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was a little older, I was about 8, 9. I kept bugging my uncle because he had a steer. I kept bugging and bugging and bugging that I wanted to ride it. And he said, look, I'm going to put you on. You're going to fall and cry. And you're not going to want to do it anymore. And he was wrong. I got on, I rode, and I fell in love.
It's the bug, man. When you get the bug, you get the bug, right?
Exactly.
So what kind of relationship? I mean, how... I would be scared to death to ride a bull. How does it work?
Yeah, how do you navigate? Navigate it? Because I know that you're the athlete, but that bull is also an athlete, right? So tell us about the synergy that you guys have together.
Yes. So we want one of the better animal athletes to get us a good score. But it's simple, but not simple. You put one hand in the rope. One leg on each side and make the 8 seconds. It sounds super simple, but then you go and do it, and has a lot to do with balance. And a lot of people think, oh, you need to be really strong. Well, not really. You're never going to outpower a 1,500-pound animal athlete, you know, or 1,800-pound these guys aren't light.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I always, Edgardo, I always tell people, hey, you really think you can go do that? Why don't you go down on a mechanical one first, and you'll quickly realize that even at the slowest speed,
easy.
You're getting tossed. Well, one thing a lot of people don't realize about the bulls is they're very well taken care of. Tell us about the high standards of care that these animal athletes get.
Oh, yes. These animal athletes get treated just like us, which is why they're called animal athletes and not just bulls. They also have their exercise regimen. They have a diet routine. They also travel just like us, but they take their breaks. They always get good rest, plenty of feed. Very food motivated animals.
Well, aren't we all? Give me a steak.
But
yeah.
Most of all, a lot of people think, oh, well, they do stuff to force them. Well, if you think about it, you're never going to force a 2,000-pound animal to do anything.
Nope.
If it doesn't want to do something, it's not going to do it.
So tell us why, what makes the PBR event taking place at the Toyota Center so important for us? What can we see?
Oh, it's going to be great. Plenty of excitement, plenty of action, good music, good vibes, and No one should miss it. It's going to be something that'll have them on the edge of their seats. On Friday, it starts at 8 p.m. and Saturday, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at PBR.com and Ticketmaster.com or the Toyota Center box office. But I hope everyone can make it. And if they go and drink, please don't drive. But we always love when people have a good time.
Edgardo, I'm so excited. I know you're going to be competing with a ton of other bull riders. It's going to be an amazing event. PBR is always fantastic when it comes to the Toyota Center and the Tri-Cities. And we're going to wish you the best of luck, buddy. We really are.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope to see you guys there.
We are looking forward to you. I know you guys are coming in studio next week. So
yep,
we're looking forward to seeing you next week, Edgardo. And it's going to be a fantastic time again. PBR.com, Ticketmaster.com, Toyota Center box office. PBR is coming next weekend. Super excited. Edgardo Figueroa, thank you for calling in, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
He's 825, Rick and Patty. Going to tie this off for other people's problems. Got a situation going on with Angie. What's up with Angie?
So she is a total believer in psychics, and she said her friends made her feel like crap this past weekend because she opened up to them about seeking advice from a psychic about her dating life. She goes, it's been going on since I joined these dating apps back in March. And so far, the psychic has been right on everything. Well, apparently her friends made fun of her over the weekend saying that, you know, you're just a fool. The psychic is just taking my money. But I've got proof that she's been right about every guy I've asked about. So is it wrong to get dating advice from a psychic? Who's more reliable when it comes to dating advice? My psychic or my friends?
Well, you believe what you believe. So a lot of people are chiming in. What are they saying on Facebook, Patty?
Barbie says, do what you want to. Case closed. And then Kathy says, if it's helping you be more confident in how or who you're dating, then you're getting your money's worth. If your friends, that's all your friends should be concerned with.
I like what Michelle said, for $20, I'll send you my book on how to avoid scams. So, Michelle, there you go.
But Mary says, I totally believe in psychics. There's one I went to many years ago in Richland, and she was correct about everything, right down to that I was going to get in a car accident within the next couple of days. She knew how my daughter's dad died and everything. So you do you.
All right, Mary. All right. So Levi says, neither are reliable. They may give you some good advice, and it might be right. At the end of the day, though, trust yourself. Your gut, intuition will be your best bet. I said that. Thank you, Levi.
Brandy says, I'm a believer in psychics. I use them for guidance as well, but the best psychic is you. Listen to your gut. Don't ignore the red flags. When you find the right one, you'll know it.
Mary says, personally, neither is that great. You should be dating and getting to know them, not listen to some psychic. So
Look at Diane. She's wrong. No, but they are a hoax, my dear. And yes, they are just taking your money.
So we're divided. We actually have people who, and this is usually where it ends up, 50-50%. 50% of people generally believe psychics that do what they do. And then there's 50% who are just non-believers. I get it.
Do you ever watch the crime shows when they have psychics and, you know, why can't we get a psychic and find out where Travis Decker is?
I know, but it's very eerie, and it's amazing. I mean, again, it's like, you know, sometimes I've been at a psychic reading and went, whoa, man, that was pretty good, you know, and just different things like that. So just like us, we were actually torn in the studio because I said, no, don't trust that advice. And Patty's like, well, you do you, boo. So we were torn in the studio as well.
If you believe, go for it.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right, so we did our best, Angie. We got a split today, so there you go, 50-50.
Do you believe in the crystal ball? Ooh, I see.
Magic 8-ball, any of that? You know what? I truly believe anything is possible. So I'm not going to discount a psychic or a Loch Ness Monster or Sasquatch. I've always said anything's
possible. Have you ever seen Sasquatch?
I have not. Best hide-and-seek player in the world, but I've not.
I saw Bigfoot.
I know, but again, like I said, I think it's humanly possible. I'm not going to ever say something's not impossible because we live on this little blue marble in the middle of 1,000 planets, so anything's possible. All right, Angie, did our best to solve it for you. Do you agree or disagree? Chime in on it. What would you do in this situation? We want to know. App chat us. Call us. Rick and Patty. Other people's problems right here. KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.